Hello and welcome to Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Cara Laurence. The Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra just finished its 80th season. Led by music director Andrew Kohler, it's made up of talented young high school-aged musicians who audition, practice, and then perform in 3 concerts a year. In addition, some students join the orchestra's chamber ensembles. There's a woodwind quintet, a brass quintet, and 2 string quartets, all coached by teaching artists of the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. Today, you're going to meet the members of the KJSO Woodwind Quintet in a session that we recorded live at WMUK in the Takeda Performance Studio. On flute, we have Emma Temple, a sophomore at Gull Lake High School. On clarinet, Karu Murai, a senior from Portage Central. On oboe, May Lanting, a senior at Kalamazoo Central High School. On bassoon, Jackson Krause, a senior from Portage Central High School. And on horn, Andrew Burhans, a sophomore at Portage Central. We'll meet the players shortly, but first they'll perform Johann Sebastian Bach's Little Fugue in G minor. Live from the Takeda studio, let's hear the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra Woodwind Quintet. Thank you. What a warm-up, Johann Sebastian Bach. That's the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Woodwind Quintet. Now we have a chance to get to know some of the players, and I'd like to start with Emma Temple. What a beautiful tone you have on that flute.
Thank you.
So have you been studying flute for a while?
Yeah, I've been studying since sixth grade.
Who's your current teacher? Do you have a private teacher?
Yes, Suzanne Rucker. I've had her since sixth grade as well, yes.
Has the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony changed your life in any way?
It has. When I was in middle school, in the beginning, it was a little bit more challenging, the music, but as I got into eighth grade, the music began to get a little easier, and I wanted to find a different challenge. And definitely going into the Junior Symphony into my ninth grade year, I didn't expect the challenge that I ended up getting. So it ended up pushing me to become a better musician, I think.
What can you tell young listeners about being in the symphony? There's a lot of work involved, but the payoff is growth, music. What do you think?
I think it's all of that. I've learned and going around to different schools and stuff, having to show kids about my instrument, having to talk in front of people has helped me in school. It's helped me grow as a musician. I mean, I've looked at music completely different since I've started playing flute. Also, nerves and learning to control those is a big part of performing in the symphony, not just knowing the music, but being able to play it in front of people.
Absolutely. That solo part is coming up in 36 measures, and you got to be prepared to sing it out. Right now, I'd like to talk to clarinetist Koru Murai.
Hello.
How long have you played in the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra?
This is my second year and my last year.
So you are a senior.
Yes, I am.
Well, tell me about clarinet, why you chose it, and do you study privately with anyone?
Yes, actually, I do study with Jesse Williams. He teaches over at Crescendo Academy of Music over at the Epic Center downtown Kalamazoo. I started lessons with him sophomore year of high school. Before that, I began clarinet in sixth grade because we had like a instrumental petting zoo in my elementary school, and clarinet was the only instrument I could make a sound on. So I was like, you know, clarinet is my calling. But until Jesse, I did not take any private lessons, and I kind of regret it because he's a really great teacher.
You are kind of a fearless player. I like your expressiveness. What does music mean to you? Is it a form of expression as an alternate to talking or socializing or something?
Yeah, I truly do believe that you can give off a certain message through music. However, at the same time, everyone listens to music in their own way. They find their own meaning to it, which I think is the beautiful part about music. To me, it was sort of like an escape from schoolwork or just talking to other people because I don't really like talking to other people. But yeah, I just really liked sitting down with my clarinet and just playing, and it was sort of my escape. So that's what music means to me.
Well, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. How about we have a chat with oboist May Lanting?
Hi.
You are the oboist with the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra and the Woodwind mm-hmm. Quintet. And I do seem to remember something about you, May, and that's you started as a freshman or younger?
I started the oboe when I was actually in fourth grade. And then I joined the Junior Symphony for the spring concert when I was in fifth grade because they needed an extra oboist. So my oboe teacher kind of just like shoved me into it. And I really enjoyed that first concert, so I auditioned, and so I've been in the orchestra since I was in sixth grade, so I think technically like 7 years, seven and a third, yeah.
You are a wonderfully sensitive player. Your
phrasing is
to die for. And conductor Andrew Kohler has never
dumbed down programs for the junior symphony. Mm-hmm. You're playing top repertoire that all symphonies play. Does that affect your maturity level? I mean, just being asked to play what a major orchestra also plays?
Yeah, I remember the very first concert I was subbing in, we were playing Aida by Verdi. And so I thought I was a little self-confident 9-year-old, and I was like, I got this, this will be fine. And I stepped into rehearsal and I realized I had been practicing everything at half tempo, and I was like, why are we going so fast, what's going on? So that was kind of like a leap into the world of orchestra music, but I really do enjoy it, and I've played so many like amazing pieces, and they're all great.
May, do you have a private teacher?
Yes, I currently study with Gabriel Renteria through the Crescendo Academy downtown. Yeah, he's the principal oboist of the KSO, and I'm really honored to work with him.
That's wonderful. Well, let's go back to music for a little while, and then we'll have a chance to talk to Jackson and Andrew. But would one of you be willing to introduce this next piece by Eric Ewazin? I see that Jackson has been nominated. Step on over to our speaking mic. Hi, Jackson.
Hello.
Tell us about the Ewazin.
So, you know, there was this one day as our group's gotten together, we've really congealed together into a really good ensemble. And I think our instructor, Mr. Wheeler, saw that. There was this one day he had this look in his eyes, and I was like, oh no. And he was like, guys, it's time for you to play Roaring Fork by Eric Ewazin. It's kind of an impressionist-y piece about his a trip he had to Colorado, I believe. And the movement we will be playing is the second movement, the slow one, Columbines or Snowmass Lake. What I get from it when I play from it is a really serene, beautiful piece, I think just about a snow-covered lake. Or there's snow on the banks, there's ice, it's still, it's quiet, there's hibernation going on.
I think we're ready to hear.
All right.
Music of Eric Ewazin. This is the second movement of the Roaring Fork Quintet for Winds. On flute, Emma Temple. The clarinetist is Karu Marai. The oboist is May Lanting. Bassoonist Jackson Kraus. And the horn player, Andrew Burhans.
Thank you.
Live in WMUK's Takeda studio, the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Woodwind Quintet, performing music of Eric E. Wazin's second movement from the Roaring Fork Quintet. We've been talking with these wonderful young musicians about taking on musical roles in the Junior Symphony, in the quintet, how it has changed them as people and adds to who they are as high school seniors, for example. And our next musician is a high school senior at Portage Central. His name is Jackson Krause.
Hello.
Hello again. Jackson, when did you pick up the bassoon and why? Is there a story behind the bassoon?
Kind of. So in fifth grade, I was really sure that I was going to play French horn, actually. But then the band Central's band program came through Lake Center Elementary School, and I saw the bassoon. And I was like, hey, that's a cool big instrument. And then he played like In the Hall of the Mountain King, and I was like, hey, that's kind of iconic. And then Mrs. Flynn said, you know, only one or two people get to play the bassoon. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's going to be me. And now it's me. So here we are.
And who do you study with, Jackson?
Well, I originally studied with Brent Decker at the Crescendo Academy in downtown Kalamazoo. And since freshman year of high school, I've been taking private lessons with Laura Diaz. She used to be the graduate assistant for Dr. Rose at Western, and she's come back to Western to get a degree in music therapy.
How do you feel about Andrew Kohler, the director of the Kalamazoo
Andrew
Junior
Kohler.
Symphony?
I love Mr. Kohler. My first experience with him was scary because we were playing Beethoven's Fifth, and that was my first time ever being in the KJSO. So I showed up from a week of band camp not having even looked at my bassoon part, and I was like, yeah, this is going to be great. And I sat down, and the whole symphony started playing, and I was like, oh, no. And I don't think I played a single note that entire first rehearsal. And he kept looking at me and going like, Jackson, why are you not playing? And I was like, ah! And it was awful, and I was really sad and scared. But I decided to, I wanted to like go and like talk to him about the music and stuff. So like I challenged him to chess. I've sent him emails about music and stuff. Both of those were fun times. And Mr. Kohler is a great person.
This is Jackson Krause, who is a member of the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Woodwind Quintet. And we have one final member to talk to. Andrew Burhans, I think for the rest of your life, you are going to be welcome wherever you go with your French horn. Tell me about your study. Do you have a private teacher currently?
Yes, I currently study with Caitlin Hosey. She lives in Stevensville Lakeshore area, but she has a Kalamazoo studio and a Stevensville studio. And
just like Emma, you're a sophomore. Mm-hmm. Did you also go to South Africa on the trip last year?
Yes, it was life-changing.
Well, tell me some more of your impressions.
I was really interested. I mean, I've never been out of the country before then, so that was the first time experiencing traveling internationally, which can be hectic, but it's also very eye-opening and very interesting, very fun. And getting to travel with fellow passionate musicians was definitely very interesting. I mean, being able to perform for people all around the world is definitely a goal of mine. I mean, having those experiences for performing as well as for just sightseeing, being able to see different things, being able to experience different things is very important.
The French horn is the only brass instrument in the woodwind quintet, and it does have this interesting role of adapting to brass ensemble or woodwind ensemble. Does that kind of fit your personality? Are you a good chameleon, as it were?
I do try. I mean, I play in a brass quintet at school as well as a woodwind quintet, so I'm actually in three quintets. Horn has to adapt to play in orchestra, in band, in quintets, and I think that in order to play the horn well, you need to be able to understand how the composer wrote the music and how the horn fits into the music, definitely.
Maybe you could give us your thoughts on Malcolm Arnold's Three Shanties.
It's quite an interesting piece. I mean, we haven't actually performed it ever. We performed a lot of these pieces at churches, and we performed the Bach at our second concert, but we've never performed the shanties before. And I think that's probably because they're shanties, they're sea shanties, and they're a little bit vulgar. They're not to be performed at a church. And I mean, we've never tried to perform them at a church because it's definitely recognized that they're not a church piece. We've been playing this for almost the entire season, but I still notice little things that come in and out throughout the piece that pass between the instruments. It's very well-written piece.
Andrew Burhans, Jackson Krause, May Lanting, Karu Murai, and Emma Temple. It's been so nice getting to know you all a little bit and hearing your performances as the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra Woodwind Quintet. A reminder to listeners that the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra has been in Kalamazoo for 80 years this season, providing a home and a place to grow for young musicians. Let's hear the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra Woodwind Quintet and music by Malcolm Arnold, the third of his three shanties. Thank you. That was the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Woodwind Quintet, live in WMUK's Takeda Studio, recorded by sound engineer Martin Clem. The musicians were flutist Emma Temple, clarinetist Karu Murai, oboist May Lanting, bassoonist Jackson Krause, and horn player Andrew Burhans. Visit our website, WMUK.org, to hear the full session, which has many more revealing anecdotes, and you can hear the music once again. Thanks to the KJSO's Carol Corey for her efforts to bring the KJSO Woodwind Quintet to WMUK, and to William Wheeler, the coach of the quintet. I'm Kara Lawrence. This is Weekend Let's Hear It. Have a great weekend.